Hello, everybody. This is Tyson Wynn from WelchOK.com. And if you're just now getting up and we're not online during the night, you will find out this morning that we had a kind of a freak weather incident that happened on the VFW road, affected as far as we could tell in the middle of the night, the Charles and Walker residences there on the north side of town on the VFW road. The good news is everything seems to be limited only to property damage. There were some minor injuries, but nobody seriously hurt. No lives were lost. And as far as we know, everybody is in has been taken to safety. And there is some significant property damage. So our thoughts with those who've been through that. But I wanted to do an update here before we kind of are done with our coverage this morning. We did open the Civic Center, and fortunately nobody needed that, but we were able to use the power there off the generator to update things. You can go back and look on our Facebook page or our Twitter feed, and you'll see some interviews that we did, some updates that we did by audio, and then an interview with Fire Chief Brandon Webster. And so our thanks go out to the Welch Volunteer Fire Department and surrounding agencies that also pitched in, as well as volunteers who just showed up. Firefighters did make a sweep in the middle of the night to assess damage around town and get the roads cleared. They've obviously, when the light of day comes, they'll do some more of that. Would ask that everybody avoid the VFW road this morning, as they're still trying to get the utility lines put back up so they can restore power to town. Most of us here in town, or actually all of us in town, are without power. That goes for Blue Jacket as well, because their power comes through Welch. And so Empire is working to restore that as quickly as possible. Welch schools are canceled today because of the lack of electricity and the flooding that is out in the outlying areas, as well as some of the damage that's here in town. But that's going to pretty much wrap it up from WelchOK.com. I know that both Fox 23 in Tulsa and KOTV Channel 6 from Tulsa are both on the scene, and I'm sure there'll probably be other news outlets that have shown up to cover the story from Welch this morning. But WelchOK.com, we were with you throughout the night, and as it happened, and even before reporting, I was privileged to be able to help somebody who was affected and her children get to safety last night after the storm struck their house. And so preliminarily, everybody's saying it looks like straight line winds rather than a tornado. And I will let you know that I was at the firehouse most of the evening, and I know when everything went down, firefighters were monitoring the storms. They were watching the radar, and they had spotters out. There was just no warning whatever that what would happen would happen. And so that's why there was no chance to blow sirens or give anybody any warning. And so just remember, they always do the very best they can, but storm prediction and things like that is not 100% science by any means. And so we thank them for their work, and we appreciate all of you who have been with us through the night. And we wanted to post this one final update this morning before we get some rest, so that if you slept through the night and did not know what had happened, this will be your little update to start your day. So that'll be it for now from WelchOK.com. This is Tyson Wynn signing off.